Good morning. I'm Mark Purcell, and this is Cincinnati Edition. Bob Lutz spent 47 years with General Motors and retired as one of the most respected leaders in the auto industry. He's written a new book titled Icons and Idiots, Straight Talk on Leadership. He discusses it with Chris DeSimio in just a few minutes. And later, celebrating the 8th anniversary of Elements, the hip-hop-inspired youth organization. First, Jay Hanselman has a look at what was making local news headlines this week.
The OKI Regional Council of Governments has told Hamilton County Commissioners it's too late to take back $4 million pledged to the Cincinnati Streetcar Project. Two county commissioners, Republicans Greg Hartman and Chris Monzel, had asked OKI to rescind the money because of cost overruns on the streetcar project and that the money should be used on other area infrastructure projects. OKI Director Mark Polosinski told the commissioners in a June 4th letter it can't be done. When the commissioners made the request, OKI went to a lawyer at Taft, Stettinius & Hollister, who advised OKI the money was already obligated to the Federal Transit Administration. And lawyer Edward Diller said there's no assurance the money could be spent on other projects, even if it could be withdrawn from the streetcar project. The Hamilton County Board of Elections referred two more cases of suspected voter fraud to the prosecutor this week. It also ordered its staff to look into 15 cases of voters registered at commercial businesses and rental storage companies. Board of Elections Director Amy Searcy says the board staff will try to get to the bottom of the cases.
The board has questions for us, and as long as they keep asking the questions, we'll keep doing the investigation to the best of our abilities.
The 15 cases were part of a group submitted to the board by the Ohio Voter Integrity Project, a Tea Party group that has been combing voting records statewide. There were four other cases submitted by the group where the board staff had already cleared the voters. The two cases referred to the prosecutor involved a 41-year-old woman who cast two ballots in Coleraine Township on Election Day and apparently lives in Boston. The other involved a 77-year-old man who cast a provisional ballot prior to Election Day and did the same thing on Election Day. He told investigators he doesn't know why he voted twice. Ohio Governor John Kasich is telling State House reporters he hasn't given up on Medicaid expansion.
I just wrote a piece about what would Ronald Reagan do. So, you know, I'm obviously doing everything I can to try to get the Medicaid reform through, and we'll see. I don't know that it'll be in this budget. It's been made pretty clear to me it won't be in the budget. But, you know, let's see if we can get it done somehow.
Business leaders, labor groups, and Democrats continue to call for Republicans to do something soon to make sure Medicaid is offered to low-income Ohioans who could get it under the federal expansion plan. A new study done for Ohio's community action agencies show about a third of Ohioans are having trouble paying for the basic things they need. Diane Pierce is the author of the study, and she says the cost of living has been going up over the past few years, while paychecks have not.
In Ohio, the average, we took one family type and looked at the average increase was about 23% over that 5 years, just under 5% a year. Earnings, however, over that five-year period only went up 2%. So 23% increase in costs, 2% increase in earnings. That's a huge contrast and just tells you how much of a squeeze everybody is feeling in terms of meeting their basic needs.
Pierce says of the top 10 occupations in Ohio, only one, a registered nurse, pays enough for a family to live on its own without assistance. The growing I-71 technology corridor in Mason is about to get bigger. German-based company Festo announced this week it's moving its logistics and manufacturing operations from Long Island. CEO Richard Huss says Mason's central location is the big reason.
We are able to get to about almost 70% of our customer base and what will be our customer base going forward, whereas from Long Island, we don't even get to 40% of it, as far as in one day UPS shipment.
The new 175,000-square-foot facility will open in 2015. Festo is a manufacturer of valves, cylinders, tubing, and more for factory automation. It will hire about 150 local employees. Gordon Gee is being praised for helping transform Ohio State after his surprise announcement this week that he's retiring. The decision comes in the wake of his remarks jabbing Roman Catholics and Notre Dame. Here's reaction from several OSU students.
It's on everybody's bucket list to have a picture with Gee, so it's a sad note to see him go.
Really, really sad to see him go just over those comments he made that just for a good laugh. I mean, I am Catholic myself, so don't really know who could replace them, honestly, but we'll see, I guess.
I think it's kind of embarrassing to go out on that note.
That was Alden Jones, a senior in accounting from Chicago, Frank Berger, a senior in radiology from Fort Laramie in Central Ohio, and Allison Wright, a senior from Cincinnati who's an urban planning major. Gee is downplaying the impact of the remarks on his decision to retire next month. The 69-year-old Gee cited his age, major upcoming planning changes at the university, his desire not to lose the university provost to another job, along with the remarks as he explained why he's leaving. A group seeking to overturn Ohio's ban on same-sex marriage says it's aiming to put the issue before voters in 2014. Leaders of Freedom Ohio say they decided not to try for this year's ballot and to continue discussing the idea with voters and raising resources for their campaign. They've also met with the Human Rights Campaign and other organizations to discuss the effort. Some of those groups say they haven't agreed to particular timing for a ballot effort. Freedom Ohio wants to overturn the state constitutional amendment banning gay marriage, which was supported by 62% of Ohio voters in 2004. Opponents of the ban are collecting signatures to place their own constitutional amendment on the ballot. It wouldn't require churches and other religious institutions to perform or recognize a marriage. That's the Week in Review. For Cincinnati Edition, I'm Jay Hanselman.